Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm in virtual company of Orazio Alcalá, who's at the Lovers Film Festival to present Finlandia. So welcome back, actually, because we were
Welcome is my second time in Torino for festivals, but not only for festivals. I was in Torino already about five times because the previous film was shot in Torino with the circus schools.
So let's talk about Finlandia. Would you tell us, how would you describe it for our listeners? I mean,
you know what? Until now, it's very difficult to describe the stories of Finlandia because it's a choral film. There is many stories intertwined. I would say is the story of a community in Mexico, and they are very, very glad, very happy, and very proud to be a third gender. So it's a small community in Oaxaca. They are called the Mushes. They are fashion designers. They work in everything as the rest of the community, but very special. They do specific designs. And so there is the story also of Marta, who works for a big company in Europe, who is sent to Oaxaca to steal the design of these Mushes. And when these characters, they meet, the story of Finlandia begins. And later on, we will talk why it's called Finlandia.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil anything. So I'm going to ask you, would you tell me more about this idea you had, I guess, of the earthquake linking, let's say, two places together through its effects, but at the same time, I read in the press notes that you wrote that earthquakes are the way in which the earth can free itself of its ghosts. So there are like kind of two meanings to the earthquake. So
yes, so the earthquake is another character of the film. That's what I said, it's a multi-character film. The earthquake comes as a disaster for the community. Is destruction, is sadness, is death, is blood, everything that comes with a natural disaster. But for our special characters, it becomes freedom because the earthquake liberates them from their pain. We are not going to say how, because for that you need to see the film tomorrow and Saturday at Lover Film Festival. But it's very important to understand that the earthquake is the central piece or the central character of the film.
How did you?
And I came with that.
Sorry.
How I come with that idea? Well, I wanted to work on the gender of magical realism, and magical realism is when things are in the limit of being true or imagination. And when you see this, the earthquake, it's up to you to imagine if it's true, if it happened, or if it was by coincidence. The literature of magical realism is very popular in Mexico and Latin America. And I wanted to play with this rhythm and with this gender. I knew about the Mushes 4 years ago, and the moment I discovered them, because I didn't know anything. I'm Mexican and I didn't know anything about the Mushes. The moment I knew about it, I decided to do this film. The first step was to go to Oaxaca, meet them. And then later on, we developed the script according to the real people we met and things that happened to them. These are not real stories, but this is, we took a little bit of the real stories and just mixed them to come up with this script.
And that leads me to another question. You're a documentarist. I mean, you worked a lot on documentaries. So what was the difficulty for you to go from documentary to fiction? And why did you decide that this could be the right story, the right moment to switch, let's say?
Let's say there is already a lot of documentaries about the Mushes, and doing another documentary was not going to bring anything special. It was the moment to do a fiction about them. And actually, the film is a mix of documentary and fiction. And I decided to do so because when you see the film, you should not think it cannot be pure fiction. And the reason why is you cannot think that these characters are made up, because these people do exist. So the narration must be a mix between documentary, because I have to show how they live, how they work, how they love, and fiction to bring all these magic things, as there is the earthquake, there is also a wall where they go to cry, but there is also some birds that represent the life of the community.
How did you, I don't want to use the word shape, but how did you build and create, let's say, work on the three main characters, Delirio, Amaranta, and Mariano?
I work with them as a very cold characters. I build them after I listen to some stories in Oaxaca. But the thing is, when I was working with the actors, we developed the character together. And some of the lines that we have on the original script, then the actors just said, I wouldn't say anything here. And I wouldn't say anything there. So we started scratching out some lines. And the first 12 minutes of the film, there is no dialogue. And the last 10 minutes of the film, there is no dialogue. And we don't need it. We don't need to say anything, because things are happening and you understand what to say. And some things, like there is the character of the mother of Mariano, Sara, she had only two lines in the original script. But during the filming, we decided to develop more things. So this character became bigger than expected. I would say this was, in general, a playground for me and the actors to enjoy the filming, to have fun, but also to work together. So I can't say I developed it myself. We developed it together.
What do you expect from the participation of your film at the Lovers Film Festival? Besides, you know, having Michele Bravi, who I know you're a fan of, singing before your screening.
I want to show the message that the Mushes have, and I want the people in Torino to know and to learn from them, first from their existence, from their resistance, because what they have to show is resistance. They have resisted church, Catholicism, for example. They have resisted for many centuries to become alive. And this is the message they have for everyone. And I want the people in Torino to learn from them what they do and to know that they are special. And of course, I want to see the city.
Yeah.
Because it's beautiful. So I will be there. Let's tell to the audience, I will be there for both screenings, for Q&A. We will do a presentation. But after that, I would like the people to approach and ask more deep things after they see the film.
Grazie. Good luck, Jen, with Finlandia. Thank you so much for sharing, you know, that the behind the scenes of the and the making of this film with us on Fred. And I really hope to meet you again in person this time. And I wish you all the best with the film. And hopefully we will meet for this film or the next.
Or for the next, yes.
And we've been talking to Horacio Alcalá, director of Finlandia screenings at the 37th Lovers Film Festival in all the Lovers sections. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.